Joshua chapter 9. So he bought a channel just to watch the OU game. And I enjoyed it because I watched a lot more than the OU game. And I love football. Then I come to Kansas, to Lawrence, and you guys just do basketball here. So, amen. Joshua chapter 9, verse 12. Joshua 9, verse 12, it says, "This our bread we took hot for our provision out of the houses one day, on the day we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they are rent, and these, our garments and our shoes, are become old by reason of a very long journey." And tonight, I want you to think about the statement they said. They said, "Our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on this day. We came forth to go unto you, but now behold, it is dry and moldy bread." And I was thinking, man, how can you get dry and moldy bread? This is the Gibeonites. If you want to know what's going on in the chapter, the Gibeonites, Israel just defeated Joshua, then Ai, and the Gibeonites heard about Israel, and they said, "Oh man, we got to do something about it. We need to trick them." And the Bible actually says in verse 3 that they worked wily, or verse 4, they worked wily. They were tricksters. They were tricky, and they had some guys fake up their robes and their garments. They took some old bread, and they took some old wine, and they took some old camels. I don't know what they took, but they took everything old that they could find, and they set off on their long journey, as it says there at the end of verse 13. But you know what? They lied. And I don't really want to focus on the Gibeonites tonight, and I don't really want to focus on the way that they lied and how that Israel didn't trust in God. I was just thinking, what about this bread? I mean, if you look at their journey, it was probably a day journey or a half-day journey. I was thinking, man, what kind of bread molds that fast, you know? And I know they took moldy bread, but I was just thinking, and I got today some Wonder Bread, all right? And I just want this to be a picture. It's not moldy or anything. Whenever, ladies, you go out shopping in the stores, I hope that you can see the Wonder Bread package. Hopefully you don't buy it because it's not as healthy, but it doesn't matter. You put peanut butter and jelly and it's good. But you take some Wonder Bread. I hope you can just remember it. Little kids, if you see Wonder Bread, I hope you remember the decision that was made. And guys, hopefully your wife doesn't buy this, but if you ever see this, you know, because you know you don't go shopping anymore. But here we go, Wonder Bread. What kind of moldy and bread there was? Wonder Bread. You know, the first kind of thing about their bread they said was they noticed that their bread was, it was dry. Their bread was dry. It says in verse 12, it says, "Behold, it is dry and moldy." And he said, what is dry? Dry bread is really deep. There's a lack of moisture. All right? And I was thinking, man, dry bread is the lack of moisture. You know, a lot of times we get into this new year mode, and we say, man, what can I do for the new year? Man, what's going to happen? What am I going to do this new year? And some of you, the bread, I want you to focus this. Maybe it's your testimony. Maybe it's your life that you're going to do. What are you doing with your life right now? What kind of Wonder Bread are you? All right? Are you dry? Are you dry? Sometimes we fizzle out on our journey, on our long journey. You know, a lot of us, we say, man, our life here is long on earth. But you know what? The Bible says that a day to God is as 1,000 years. You know, our life, the Bible says, is as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You know what? We only have a little bit of time here on earth. And is your life, is it dry? Is it dry? Are you lacking that? This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Come on now. Is your life dry? Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, the Bible says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. For whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Hey, God is not trying to keep you dry. You know, the Bible, it's not hard to understand. The Bible is not, it's not on a high-end class level. Trust me, you do not have to graduate Bible college to read the Bible. You know, what keeps you moist? What keeps you without drying out? It's the Word of God. It's walking with God. It's studying God's will for your life. It's doing the little things. You know, I had a blessing. I had a little, one of my kids come up to me and they said, "Hey, can I get a devotional? And if I bring the devotional to class, can you check it for me?" I said, "Yes, I would love to." You know what? You know what that kid's doing? They don't realize it, or maybe they do, but you know what? They don't want to dry out. And if they brought it once or every day this next school year, I don't care. I teach little kids. They're not in junior high and high school. They don't have to bring the devotional yet. But this kid really wants it. They said that they wanted to. And so I was like, sure, I'll do that. Why? Because I don't want them to dry out. You know, as adults, sometimes we get in this mode of, I don't have to do this anymore. So we know what we do? We dry out. You know, a lot of times we'll just sit there and we don't do anything. We don't let God work on our lives. And you know what I found interesting about bread is it can get dry in a wet environment. You know, you can come to church and you can sit next to the person that's on fire for God. You can listen to the man of God, and you can get watered daily and every Sunday and every Sunday night, and you can get watered down a Wednesday night, and you can maybe even go out soul winning and be out there. But if you're not going to do anything with your life, it doesn't matter. You can go to church all you want, but unless you do something with your life, you're going to get dried out. And you know what? Let's look at John. John chapter 4 and verse 13 and 14. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again." Talking about the water in the well. But, verse 14, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I," Jesus is talking, "I shall give him, shall never thirst, but the water that I," talking about Jesus, "shall give him, shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal life." Hey, can I tell you what? We need to trust in Christ so we don't become dry. We need to trust in Christ so we don't come. I remember when I was a little kid, my mom was making a casserole. She did it this year too. And she makes all this bread, this cornbread and all this stuff. She dries out some bread and I don't understand it all. But I love cornbread. I like real cornbread without sugar on top. I love cornbread. And my mom had this big old bowl of cornbread. And I saw in there, my mom said, "Don't touch that." And I went in there and I touched it anyways. And she had it drying out for a couple of days. And it was like a hockey puck. And I bit into it. No one was around. And I took a bite out of it. And I could hardly, it was so, my mouth got dried out trying to get moisture into the bread. And it was horrible and it was nasty. And I don't know what it was. And I was getting ready to throw it away. And as soon as I turned around towards the trash can, Dad was sitting there and he goes, "Did Mom tell you not to touch that?" He goes, "You're going to eat that whole muffin." And it wasn't one of those little muffins. It was a big old dry muffin. That was the worst night of my life. But you know what? Hey, that's what some of y'all are. We come to church. "Hey, how you doing, brother?" "Well..." And you tell them your whole life story. You know, people don't like it when you're dry. Come on, this new year, find something. If you're dry, get in God's word. Here we go. Number two, their bread was moldy. And this is really deep too. Mold, don't eat mold. It makes you sick. And mold comes from a wet environment. You say, "What do you mean?" Because too much moisture makes the bread moldy. You know, some of you, you're the opposite of the dry person. You're somewhat doing something, but you go to church and you let God speak to you, but you don't do anything about it. A lot of people, you sit there and it's annoying. You know it all, and you tell someone else how to do it, but then you don't know how to do it. When I was in basketball, we had a coach, or in football actually, it was in football, we had a coach that would always come out there and tell us how to do something. But he never played the sport in his life. We had no respect for him. You know, some of y'all, it's the same in ministry. You try to tell someone else something to do, and it's like, "Well, where are you?" Hey, instead of being that way, I coach basketball. I help coach the basketball team here. You know, I try to improve myself. That way, when I teach the guys, they say, "He knows what he's talking about." Hey, some of y'all, when you teach your Sunday school class this year, don't get moldy. Don't just know the thing and just sit there. Do something with it. Let your kids see it. When you're at home, let your kids not just see you go to church, but let them see you. Let them see that God's working in your life. Don't just sit there in the water that God's given you. Don't just sit there and get molded. Do something with it. Don't just sit there. Do something with your life. The Bible says James chapter 1 and verse 22 says, "To him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him..." But "be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any being a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding a natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. You know what? A lot of us, we look at our lives and we say, I'm a pretty good Christian. I tithe, I give to missions, I pray, I read my Bible. But you know what? You're not doing anything with your life. Sell out for God and give. See if there's some way in 2019 that you can say, God, I'm going to trust you in this area. I'm going to step out by faith and I want to be a better Christian in this area because I don't want to get moldy. Is it try to branch out in something new this year. Try to see if you can do something new this year. So the bread, number one, it was dry. It was moldy bread, but you know what? There's another bread that I like. It's the bread of life. You know, if you're here tonight, there's the bread of life in John chapter, here we go, John chapter 6. And the Bible says in verse 32, John 6, 32, it says, Then Jesus saith unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then, verse 34 says, Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And you know what? They were talking about manna. They were thinking about manna. And Jesus was trying to say, you know what? I'm the bread of life. I'm the one that gives you eternal life. You know what? If you're here tonight and you don't know Christ as your Savior, what a good way to start the new year as a wonder bread, a good one, not a moldy or dry one, with salvation. Getting saved, getting Christ in your heart, and you say, oh, I'm doubting it. Get assurance. Get a foundation of God. God's a great wonder. How he ever came down to love me, a sinner, condemned. I don't understand it. I still can't. And some of y'all, you give your testimony, you can't understand how God could find you and save you. You know what? Don't just sit there. Tell us about it. You know what? Give salvation out to other people. There's the bread of life. And Jesus also goes on to say, in verse 35, it says, Jesus saith unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And I want to end in verse 36. It says, But I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. You know why people get dry? It's because they stop believing. You know why people get moldy? It's because they stop believing. They believe that God exists, but they say, you know, God won't, he can't use me. And they stop believing in God. You know what, your bread of life, how did you get saved? You believed on God that he could do something. What are you going to do this year in 2019? Are you going to be a good wonder bread? Are you going to be something that people can use? Or are you going to be dry and just sit there? Or are you just going to be moldy and not do anything with your life? What are you going to be this year in 2019?